Hey, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting down with two members of LPF who just finished performing a live in-studio session right here at Radio K. You can check them out. They've got their release show is this next Friday, where they'll be playing with City Councilor and Mike Queens at the Cedar Cultural Center. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. To start off, well, let me introduce you guys, I suppose. First, I'm sitting down with Janessa, who plays bass and vocals, and then Renelle, who does a little bit of everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you guys tell me where are you from and what is it known for?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'll start. I'm originally from a town called Spicer, Minnesota, and it's about a two-hour drive west of the cities. About 1,000 people, and it's known for being nicer.
There you go.
And water skiing.
Oh, okay. Interesting. For 2 months out of the year, right?
Yeah.
When we can do it. Right. Janessa, where are you from?
I'm from a town called Moundsview.
Oh, okay.
/ New Brighton, kind of a... Yeah, and it's known for the Mermaid, which is a bowling alley.
Oh, I know that.
It has, like, the naked mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the building.
Interesting. Yeah, I know.
That's all it's known for.
Yeah, I probably know that better than the town itself, I guess, which is kind of weird.
Yep.
What was the first show that either of you saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
Well, the first show I saw was Linkin Park when I was 14.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a drive to, we called it, the cities to to see the show. I remember one of my parents drove me and my friend, and it was, I believe it was at the XL Center, the Target Center.
That would have been a killer first show, honestly. Do you know, when was this? What album was out during that time?
I don't remember much from being 14.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair. Janessa? First show?
I think my first real show was Blink 182 when they played with Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy.
Wow.
It was at the XL.
Wow.
I can't remember. But yeah.
Those two both blow my first show out of the water, honestly. That's amazing. I usually don't, let's talk a little bit about LPF right now. I usually don't ask this question, but I'd love to know, just because the name of LPF really intrigues me, where did that name come from?
Ooh.
You don't have to say if you don't want to.
I really can't answer that question because I like people to guess.
And okay.
Some people have guessed it correctly.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. Well,
it's like a total a nerd thing.
Okay. All right, well, I'll leave it at that. If you guys could play a show anywhere in Minnesota, where would you like to play? Like, what's your ideal venue in Minnesota?
First Ave Main Room.
Oh. I also like Duluth.
Yeah.
I think I used to live there.
They have I think it's really up and coming right now. The Red Herring is killing it,
mm-hmm.
up in Duluth. And then Blush is, doing its thing. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about how LPF started playing together?
Yeah, so LPF is kind of like a continuation of a different project that I started called Bay Tigre. And... which started as my solo project and then formed into a band and then became LPF later. And a lot of, I guess I don't know, that's all I have.
Sure. So what was the, how long did it take you to realize, what was that transition like going from the first band into LPF? When you had that original band, you said it was a solo project. Was it just you on stage?
A long time ago.
Okay, but so when you started LPF, were you okay, now I know I've got to get three other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
So Bay Tigre was a live band, too, for a while.
Okay.
We never, recorded a full band album. It was still, recorded solo, but we always performed live for, 2 to 3 years or something like that. And then LPF was live from the beginning.
Okay.
I joined Bay Tigre, and then it became LPF. But there was, a bunch of different members before...
Yes.
Before I joined.
How long ago was that? Because this album that you just released today, congratulations, by the way, just came out today, right? And City Councilor's album came out today. But how long has LPF been a band?
We played our first show as this band about a 1 year ago.
Okay, interesting. So you had, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, you guys have been working hard. Because the new album, She Wrote It, it's a massive album. It's like, how many tracks are on that?
12.
12, yeah.
And some of the songs are actually remakes of Bay Tigray songs. So there's some old ones and some new ones, and it's kind of all combined.
Interesting.
But definitely like reworked all of the old songs and re-recorded them with the current band.
Okay, cool. I would love to ask you, what does the writing process write? Because, you know, going over your Bandcamp page, it was like, so it says lead vocals, piano, synths, live strings, and electronic drums, right? Like, what do you start with? Like, what does the process look like?
It is very song to song. Sometimes I'll like start with writing chord progressions on acoustic guitar in my bed. Most of the stuff I write is first written on piano, like just playing piano, and I'll take ideas from there and try out different voicings and add synths and drums. And I use Ableton, and I've done production on Ableton for many, many years. And
yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That is something that I don't know if you could tell if you're just listening to it, but watching it live, right? There's clearly a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes where it was like, this is all like the performance is very much an idea coming to fruition, right? It feels like, yeah. So how long have you been producing then, I guess?
About eight years, maybe.
Okay, wonderful. What is the one thing that you guys are looking forward to most in the band's future?
Touring,
getting out of here.
Nice. So I saw on the calendar that you've got one show after, I believe, in November, right? Do you guys have a tour on the schedule, or are you working on that right now?
We're booking some weekend tours kind of in like Midwestern cities.
Nice.
I'm currently working on that right now.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Do you guys have any other shout outs or anything you'd like to talk about before we get out of here?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Sounds good. All right. You just heard from LPF live at our studio here at Radio K. You can check them out online or in real life this October 19th. That'll be this next Friday at the Cedar Cultural Center. They'll be playing songs from their new album, She Wrote It, and they'll be playing with the city councilor and Mike Queens. But for right now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.